Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show, Blog Talk Radio Show, on 5-7 days a week at 6:30, 8:00, 9:30, or 11:00. And this show is, I'm going to give you a little background about how this show works, then give you a little background about myself, and we'll go into the what I'm going to talk about. What I'm going to talk about today is one of the parables found in the Gospels, found in Matthew 11:16-19, and Luke 7:31-35. It's the parable of the children in the market. I have to say that the parables for me of Christ are extremely significant. They are the mind and thoughts of the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, who came to earth to save men from their sin and rescue them, so to speak. He is God, and what he says comes from the mind of God. Therefore, the parables to me are very significant and very important. They are warnings, they are advice, they are the thoughts of God in Christ. Next, but I'm going to talk about this particular parable, but I want to talk about something else. This show has certain elements usually. I'm a great fan of literature, English, Russian, French, German, and American literature. And this show may feature literary works such as War and Peace or Milton's Paradise Lost or E.M. Forster's The Passage to India. These are some examples. This show is a great, has to do with literature at times. The second thing is it is a biblical revelation show. It is to do with theology. I have an MDiv from Princeton Theological Seminary in biblical languages, Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, and I treasure every word of the Bible as inspired and given by God. And this show will concern itself with biblical revelation and theology. The third thing the show concerns itself maybe with political issues. I'm generally conservative, but on the hand, I adhere and follow to the advice of Christ in terms of his concern for the poor and underclass, and I take that very seriously, and therefore I do not abandon that position despite being conservative. Yes, I'm conservative. I think President Trump was an excellent president, did a good job, and he was unfairly attacked, unmercifully attacked by people who wanted the power and the job back. That's all that was going on. He was a good president. He was conservative. Good. And I'm conservative in my political positions, but I also adhere to and follow Christ in terms of his concern for the poor. Next, I want to talk a little about myself. This is a politically incorrect show. We don't have an aim for political correctness. We yearn for honest discernment, honest truth, critical and accurate thinking. And that is what we're concerned with, not with political rhetoric, not with media lies or media falsehoods. None of those things is our concern in this show. We're concerned with honest, critical thinking of an accurate character. Second, the show has a Christian background, although I welcome all faiths and wish to dialogue with all faiths and all races and all places, persons and all creeds and all points of view. Whatever they may be, thoughts, opinions, ideas, I welcome everyone. Even though I'm a Christian, Jesus welcomes everyone, every single human being he died for and loves and wants to have him in heaven with him. And therefore, yes, I welcome my Muslim brothers and sisters and Hindu brothers and sisters and Buddhist brothers and sisters to a dialogue with Christ, who I believe is God. And I'm not about to abandon that position. Third, I run two radio shows, a podcast show and a Blog Talk Radio show. These shows have many, many visitors worldwide on a constant basis. And I'm very happy to say that Saudi Arabia listens to my Blog Talk Radio show, as does many Arab and Muslim countries listen to both shows. Iran, Iraq, etc. They all visit my shows, and I welcome them because I welcome all to the fold of Christ, who died for all men and for their salvation. He loves them. He wants them with him in heaven, and I want to be with them. Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, whoever they may be, treasure them and love them. as a follower of Christ. Next, I've had over 4,300 visitors, 4,400 visitors to my podcast, and many, many people from many countries have visited both my podcast and Blog Talk Radio show. I also am the author of books. I've written 10 books, Christian books and legal books, Select Legal Topics, Volumes 1 and 2, two legal books, and Christian books such as Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables, which I just mentioned. This book is quite a valuable book because of that. The parables are the mind and words of the Son of God and Christ. Quite valuable, quite inspiring, quite loving. I also have written lately a book on the Psalms. The Psalms, as John Donne, the great Anglican poet, said, are the manna of the church. The Psalms are my inspiration. They are great Hebrew lyric poetry. They're beautiful. They inspire me. And I read them constantly every day of the week. And I've memorized the 1st, 2nd, and 23rd Psalm while I was this kid in Sunday school, 12 years old. I haven't regretted it. The Psalms are inspiring. They move me, and they have always moved me. And I say this, if you were to listen to read anything in translation, whether the Psalms or a Greek play, I can figure which you will tire of first. It will be the Greek play or the Russian novel, such as War and Peace, that we will tire of that first, then of reading the Psalms. The Psalms come across magnificently in other languages, particularly in English. They are quite inspiring. Despite their Jewish Hebrew background, they are quite inspiring and moving in their English short version in the Bible, in the English Bible. I'm writing other books, a book on the miracles in the Bible. I'm writing 4 blog books of my blogs, political, theological, literary blogs, 4 books I'm preparing of these blogs, and I hope you'll enjoy them. They contain many interesting points and ideas. And I think you'll like them, ladies and gentlemen. And I also am writing a book on the book of Job, one of the Job and Edomite, not Jewish, but he was tried by God and passed the test. And Job is a wonderful book. It's a fantastic book. And I treasure it and love it. And the last thing I have to say is I've written 3 articles of the Syracuse Law Review on Criminal Procedure and an Academicus, a Albanian scientific journal. And these articles have been bought by the State Department, and the Syracuse Law Review has been bought by the United States Supreme Court, and all 3 have been bought by many, many libraries in Europe, Asia, Africa, and all over. Next, I'm going to talk about one of the parables, quite interesting, called the Parable of the Children in the Market. So I may continue this discussion tomorrow, but Matthew 11:16-19 says, to what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their playmates, we piped to you and you did not dance, we wailed and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a glutton, a drunkard, and a friend of tax collectors and sinners. And wisdom is justified by our deeds. And so this little parable, these words say, this society is like children sitting in the marketplace, and nobody works. Nobody is satisfied with what they say. They say, we piped to you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. And then Jesus says, whatever it is, we can't satisfy you. And then Jesus says that John came neither eating and drinking, and they said, this is John the Baptist, they said he has a demon, and the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say he's a glutton, a drunkard, and a friend of tax collectors and sinners. And then in Luke 7:31-35, it says, to what shall I then compare the men of this generation? What are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another, we piped to you, and you did not dance, we wailed, and you did not weep. For John the Baptist has come eating no bread and drinking no wine, and you say he has a demon. That's what people say. Then they say about Jesus, he's come eating and drinking, and they say he's a glutton and drunkard and friend of tax collectors. So what are we going to make about this rather complex situation? Jesus says the general people today in that society are like children sitting in the market, calling to their playmates and saying, we piped to you and you did not dance, we wailed and you did not mourn. So in other words, Jesus says, you're like children, people today, sitting in the market, calling out and saying, you did not dance and we piped to you and we wailed and you did not mourn. And then Jesus says, as a follow-up to this statement, that the children are calling to their playmates and they are unsatisfied in their statement, said to people, Jesus says the present generation criticizes John the Baptist, who came near eating and drinking, and they say he has a demon. So this generation, they can't seem to satisfy them. They say that they criticize John the Baptist and say he has a demon. And then they say the Son of Man, which is Jesus, came eating and drinking, and these same children say, behold, a glutton, a drunkard, and a friend of tax collectors and sinners. The parable is confusing, and I think I can offer a possible explanation. Human beings are contrary. They are confused. They're like children who want this and want that. That's what Jesus says. They're like people who want this and want that. They say, you did not dance with us when we played a tune. You did not join us when we were sad. And then they say, you did not dance with us when we played a tune. You did not join us when we were sad. And he says, human nature criticizes goodness. They say, like about human nature, John the Baptist is a glutton and a drunkard, has a demon. They say he has a demon. A prophet has a demon, and the Son of God is criticized for being a glutton and a drunkard and a friend of tax collectors and sinners. So what are we going to say about this? How are we going to understand this passage? Jesus seems to say that whatever goodness does is not enough and is rejected. It's like the children. They say, you did not dance when we played a tune. You did not join us. Jesus says, whatever goodness does is not enough and is rejected. And if you do not do what we want, then we do not want it. If you're a prophet, you have a demon. If the Son of God comes and offers love and forgiveness to sinners and outcasts, he is criticized and condemns. It seems that human beings cannot have what they want. What they want is unknown and mysterious. Jesus tells us that people are like children asking for this and asking for that and condemning this and that which should be accepted and loved. Jesus says here that human nature is always twisted and wrong in its judgments. He says people are always making the wrong choice, such as saying that John the Baptist has a demon and the Son of God is no good. He is a glutton, a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. So John the Baptist is a demon. The Son of God is, they criticize him. They criticize everybody. And in taking it and making the wrong choices. In this parable, Jesus exhibits great psychological interest into failed human nature. He tells us that we're like children, wholly concerned with getting what we want and not doing or offering anything to others. He explains how people reject what is good, such as John the Baptist saying he has a demon. And he himself, they say he is a friend of tax collectors and sinners. The good people are turned off and turned away. So people see demons in prophets and criticize the Son of Man, who chose friendship with the outcasts of society. And Jesus tells us here that what is good, whether a prophet saying he has a demon or the Son of Man, the Son of God, saying he's a friend of tax collectors and sinners, is subject to attack. Children want what they want. If they don't get it, they're disappointed. Jesus tells us in this parable that human nature is like that of children and often makes the wrong choices, and as he does many times. So the key here is the choices, the children in the marketplace, he says. We're like children, calling to their playmates, saying, you didn't dance, you didn't mourn with us. You didn't do what we wanted. And then he said, the present generation says that John the Baptist has a demon And the Son of Man says, behold, a glutton and drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. So it seems that Jesus says, well, our society is like children, making the wrong choices, doing things, seeing demons and prophets and friends of tax collectors and sinners with the outcasts of society. And Jesus tells us what is good is attacked consistently. I'm going to review this once again tomorrow, and I think you should take a look at this parable in Matthew 11:16-19 and Luke 7:31-35, known as the parable of the children in the market. Try to understand what Jesus is talking about in saying what he says about children and about the accusing the prophet John the Baptist of having a demon and the Son of God being a friend of tax collectors and sinners. He tells us that children do this and they are mistaken and they make the wrong choices. So I ask you to read this parable and read chapter 9 in my book, The Parable of the Children in the Market, and I think you will find it interesting and beneficial. Read Matthew 11:16-19, Luke 7:31-35, The Parable of the Children in the Market, chapter 9 of my book on the parables. I hope you enjoy it and gain some insight, however humble insight I have sought to provide about the words of Christ, which are really a challenge and a challenge and a to my mind and understanding. And it will take me many years to understand the mind and thoughts of Jesus, which challenges me continually in every word that he says. Thank you very much.